We need a global rebellion. We need a global rebellion. Absolute 100% global rebellion in every country against the current dominant order. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's Friday, May 3rd, 2024, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need a rebellion. This world is run by Satan. It's run by the Satanists. It's run by, it's a Luciferian theocracy run by the devil's children and by the synagogue of Satan. You know that. You know that. I have no interest in defending Western values. I have no interest in defending the Judeo-Christian crap. Can I cuss? Am I allowed to on this family show? We're going to build explicitly Christian nation states around the world. Listen to one of my favorite podcasts this morning. One of the favorite things I like him saying is if we're not playing defense. We got to stop playing defense. We need to go on offense. Be on offense. Always on offense. Always on offense. Always on offense. And this particular guy, he doesn't agree with me on some things, and that's fine. That's fine. It's not the way it works. By God Almighty, we're going to build explicitly Christian nations. Explicitly Christian nations. Many, many, many different Christian nation states on the earth. What's the foundation of a Christian nation state? It's the Ten Commandments. What is the foundation of the Ten Commandments? It's the First Commandment. What's the foundation of the First Commandment? It points to Jesus Christ as monarch. I'm not interested in spreading a little religion. I have no interest in spreading a little religion. Oh, Jesus loves you. Oh, God forgives you. Oh, he's a tolerant and diverse God. We're going to build explicitly Christian nation states on this planet. And we're going to start with all the old states of Christendom, the white race. We're going to build white and Christian nations. And we're going on the offense. If you don't go on the offense, your future looks like the Sidelanders and the Boers in South Africa, where the blacks take over the country that you built, that you built, that you as a white and Christian race built, and then they slaughter you with the support of the international Jewish community. Oh, it goes deeper than that. We're going to get rid of these universities. Universities are seminaries. When you think of universities, you think of, oh, you know, they spread, you know, just knowledge. No, they're religious institutions. Always have been the religious institutions. They just moved from being Christian religious institutions to Luciferian religious institutions, where they teach atheism, and they teach darkness, and they teach deception, and they teach lies. And you have things like diversity, equity, inclusion, DEI coming in. That comes in under the cover of critical race theory. And that came under the cover of critical theory. That came from the Frankfurt School. And the Frankfurt School is a cover for a bunch of Jewish intellectuals, Jewish scholars, who said, how do we destroy the civilization? It's literally what they said. We got to destroy this civilization. We got to tear it apart, analyze it, and destroy this white and Christian civilization. That's where the Frankfurt School comes from. That's where you get critical theory. That's where you get critical race theory. That's where you get diversity, equity, inclusion. That's where you get DEI. For 40 years, I've said it's very easy to destroy. It's very easy to destroy a family. What does it take to destroy a family? You got a man and wife and, I don't know, three or four kids. What does it take to destroy that family? Not much, turns out. Not much. Little unfaithfulness on a part of either one. Maybe economically you get destroyed economically and your family falls apart. It doesn't take much. It's hard to build a family. It's very hard to build a family. It's hard to build a kinship group, your clan. It's hard to build a nation, a successful nation. It's hard to do that. Go look at Haiti. You think it's easy? You think anybody can do it? Go look at Haiti. Who built America? Whites and Christians did. The white and Christian race built America, made it into a great white and Christian nation, and now it's falling apart because the Christians decided it was no longer their job to build Christian ethno-states. because it's racist and it's intolerant and it was wrong to impose your values on other people. Meanwhile, all they did is turn over the universities to the Antichrist religious people. And they're religious people. They may not call it religion, but they're religious people. I'm trying to get at the nut of the problem. The nut of the problem is not we don't have enough Republicans in the House of Representatives. The nut of the problem is not the rhinos. The nut of the problem is not the communists or the Democrats or the Marxists or the illegal aliens. The nut of the problem is we don't have a Christian understanding of who we are and what our job is. Our job is not to be on the defensive. Our job is not to defend the Judeo-Christian West. Screw that. We're going to build white and Christian nations. We're going to build Christian ethno-nations. We're not here to resurrect some dead empire, unless it's Christendom. In Christendom, they fought like cats and dogs because they had their own Christian ethno-state. We're going to build Christian nations. And you got to stop apologizing for that. Well, we want to be tolerant. We want to be inclusive. We want to be diverse. Jesus loves everybody. All this flows together. I've talked about this for many years now. We've invented a new religion. And the religion is to be a doormat to, well, I could get specific, but you get the idea. Pretty much everybody. There needs to be a global rebellion in the heart of Christians. I don't care if you're in Rwanda or Belgium. In your heart, you have to say, you know what? We have a king. We have a monarch. We've sworn allegiance to a monarch, a political monarch, a political monarch. His name is Jesus Christ. Yes, he's the distant king at the moment. Yes, he's distant. Yes, he's not here at the moment, but he's our political monarch. He's our king. He's our God. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. And we're going to build nations to him. Loyal to him, explicitly loyal to Jesus Christ and his word. Not some little clappy club. Oh, I want my little clappy club. I have a nice church. It's a little clappy club, and we raise our hands and we sing to Jesus. You're worthless. You're as worthless as Mike Johnson, the evangelical with his supposedly Christian worldview. He's worthless. That's the condition of the evangelical Christian church. Oh, you know, our job is just to get along with Satan and get along with Satan's babies, and it's just to make the system work. Why would you support a system that supports Satan and Satan's values? Why would you do that, church? No, but that's what the church is doing. Oh, Fritz, you're just intolerant. You're an extremist. Yeah, well, so is Jesus Christ. So is Peter. So is Paul. So is Stephen. So is John. So is James. So is Moses. So is Jeremiah. I don't know whether to cry or to laugh or to weep for my people, my race, the white race and the Christian race. It's time for manhood again. We're not here to defend anything. We're going to build white and Christian nations. If that offends you, oh, I'm so glad it does. I am so glad it offends you. Oh, I rejoice that it offends you. I'm so tired of these Christians that all they do is dance around and try not to offend anybody. And Jesus Christ walks in. He walks in on the scene. The first thing he does, he pisses off everybody. Everybody. They hate him. The Jews hated Christ. So many of his followers said, we're not following you. You're nuts. You're an extremist. You're crazy. Jesus Christ comes out, John chapter 6, 7, 8. He says, eat my flesh and drink my blood. And they turn around and ran. They ran by the scores. They ran by the hundreds. You're crazy. You're insane. You're a nut. You're a fanatic. You're an extremist. You're intolerant. You're divided. They ran. Jesus Christ turns around. He looks at the 12. He says, you want to go too? Don't let the door hit your butt on the way out. Go for it. I'll find new people that will follow me. And the church grovels and grovels and grovels and grovels and grovels before the Antichrist. Grovels before the Antichrist. What can we do to please you? And they call the Antichrist the children of God. What a deception. What a deception. The primary power of Satan is deception, and the church worships the Antichrist. The church worships a people who are explicitly anti-Christ. 1 John 2:22. 2 John chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 11. Bible says, hey, listen, if you put your hand up to greet these people, these Antichrist people, you put forth your own hand to do evil. 2 John chapter 1, verse 11. 2 John chapter 1, verse 11. It defines the Antichrist, 2 John chapter 1, verse 7. And if you raise your hand to support these Antichrists, you're putting forth your hand to do evil as well. The Jews exactly fit the description of Antichrist. And historically, of course they are the Antichrist. Who do you think murdered Jesus Christ? According to Jesus Christ and Peter and Paul and the epistles and the Gospels. Oh, but you can't say that because your job as a Judeo-Christian is to support the Antichrist. I know, I feel like I've said this 100 times, and I have, but you know, I've gone to a lot of churches over a lot of years. Pastors will tell you eventually they just start recycling their sermons because this is what God's put in your heart. This is what God has put in my heart. This is what God has put in my heart. And if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me how I'm wrong scripturally, religiously. Oh, I know. The Bible says, I didn't come. My kingdom is not of this earth. You make excuses. You take that and use that as an excuse for your submission to the Antichrist. You take that scripture where Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. Otherwise, my servants would be fighting. You take that scripture and you use that as an excuse for your own cowardice, to excuse your own submission to the Antichrist. That's what the church has done. They'll find any way to excuse their cowardice, any way to excuse their submission to the Jews. Oh, you can't say Jews. That's anti-Semitic. We need a rebellion, including a rebellion against the Judeo-Christian church. All they've done is submit to the Antichrist. We need a rebellion against the world order. We need a rebellion against the Luciferian theocracies that rule over our formerly Christian nations. And we need every pastor to go out there and say, we're going to build explicitly Christian nations. Christian nations are based upon the Ten Commandments as the legal law, as the moral law, as the social law for everybody in this nation. And the first commandment points to Jesus Christ. Oh, you can't do that. You're going to offend some people. What's the saying? Lead, follow, or get out of the way. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. If you can't lead on this, then follow. If you won't do either, then get out of our way. You're a traitor to Jesus Christ if you can't say what I am saying. We're going to build white nations and Christian nations. What do the apostles do? Why do you think Paul goes to Europe? To convert the nations, to make disciples of nations. Well, I'm not white, so. Okay, build. What's your nation? Build your nation. Build your nation. God bless you. I'll help you. I'll come preach in your nation. Build a Chinese Christian nation. Build black Christian nations. Don't give me, everybody wants to sit around and make excuses about why it doesn't work and why it can't happen. Sick and tired of this stuff. Meanwhile, the synagogue of Satan, the theocracy of Lucifer, rules over our nation. And you sit there and make excuses for why we have to stay on the defensive to defend something that's indefensible. We're going to build Christian nations with loyalty explicitly to Jesus Christ. And if you don't like that, get out. Go build your own Antichrist nation. Not with me, not with my people, not with my kin, not with my clan, not with my blood. Oh, but we're all Americans. Oh, your nation of Americans is as fiat as a dollar bill. Anytime you say we're all Americans, what you're saying is there's no such thing as Americans. We're a multicultural, polyglot empire ruled by the Jews. Which is why they want multicultural, polyglot empires. So people can't become who they're supposed to be. Oh, read the Bible, people. Read the Bible. Go read the story, Genesis 10, the story of the nations, the 70 nations. Go read the story of the Tower of Babel. Unless you don't believe the Bible, and if you can't find, you're a Judeo-Christian, can't help you. I can't help you. That mankind said, we're going to build one. We're all going to be together. We're all going to be one. No nations, no borders. We're going to build one great empire. We're going to be great. And it's going to be it's the Tower of Babel. God Himself shows up. Jesus Christ shows up, and He destroys it. He enforces racial segregation. Jesus Christ enforced racial segregation by changing the languages. By changing the languages of people groups with a common ancestor. Well, we're all one in Jesus. Right, and that's why you're marrying boys together, isn't it? Isn't it? And you got unisex bathrooms down there at First Baptist Church, and you're marrying two women and two men because we're all one in Christ. You're cowards. You're cowards. Forget being on the defense defending Christians. No, it's time to go on the offense. We're going to tear down this Luciferian theocracy around the world, and we're going to build explicitly Christian nations. Nations are based on common ancestry and bloodline and language and kin and a coterminous boundaries. No nations, no borders. We're all one. We're all one in Christ. And so you're marrying men. You need to be executed. You're a priest, you're a pastor, and you're marrying men and women together. You need to be executed. Oh, and you'll get it on the judgment day. I'm not going to do it to you. I know. I got law enforcement listening to me. Bring it. Bring your little nonsense stuff. Oh, and now, to put it on top, now the Jews got little Mikey Johnson, the little traitor against Jesus Christ, traitor against America. It's now illegal to criticize those who rule over you. It's now illegal to say literally what Jesus Christ said in the Bible based on his new law against anti-Semitism. And he's so proud of it. You're a traitor. Most of the evangelical church are traitors because they think it's Christian to side with the Antichrist and build a tolerant, diverse, and multicultural society. Rebuilding the Tower of Babel is not a Christian goal. Rebuilding the Tower of Babel rebuilds Satan's theocracy. Y'all got all your seminars on the Revelation and Babylon the Great. Babylon the Great. Well, what do you think Babylon is? It's Babel Redux. We built it already. It's time to go into rebellion and tear it down. Tear down that Luciferian theocracy that rules over our nations. And say, we're going to build. Nations are a nation. Here's what a nation is. Common ancestry, common language, common territory, common bloodline. That's the order that the Almighty got, that Jesus Christ set up. That Jesus Christ set up. It's reiterated in Acts 27:17. He said, from one, he made many nations to see which bloodline, which group, which ethnos would serve the living God. Some will, some won't. The Europeans chose to. Jesus Christ says to the Jews, he says, listen, I'm going to take the care of the vineyard away from you. I'm going to give it to another race. I'm going to give it to another ethnos who will be faithful with. That's what the Europeans did. No, we're going on the offense. We're going to have a rebellion against the theocracy of the Antichrist, against this Luciferian theocracy led by the synagogue of Satan and the devil's children. And we're going to build explicitly Christian nation states. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.